One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow.
Yeah, you got to roll the punches. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio. Brought to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC Volkswagen, and personal injury attorney Carol Ann Gallagher. Boy, we got a show for you tonight. We're here at Lizzie McNeil's. Oh, it's probably the first day of winter. Terrible snowfall today. But we got a show. We got the legend with us, and he brought a lot of his law enforcement buddies. They're all here. Hey, let's hear it for law enforcement. Yeah! We're very honored tonight to have the legend himself, Bobby Burns, 25 years undercover Chicago Heights police detective, and a variety of other capers he's been involved with. Bobby, welcome to the show, pal.
Great to be here. Really excited.
Terrific to have you. Now, take us back. You grew up in Pilsen, went to Curry High School. What was the situation? Did you have brothers and sisters? What's the family situation?
My brother went to Whitney Young. He's 4 years older. Went to St. Adalbert's Parish, which just closed recently.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
that. It's a big news story.
Yeah.
I think they want to knock it down and make condos. Really old school church. Now my wife and I, we attend the Mercy Boys Home with Father Dan Brandt, the police master.
Oh, yeah. We want to get him on the show.
He's great.
Yeah, he's a very funny guy.
I'll definitely mention it to him. He's a super good guy. Family grew up, my Irish father's side of the family grew up west of Dublin.
Right outside Mullingar.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly where they were. Joined the South Chicago Heights Police Department 25 years ago, October 6th.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, fortunate enough.
So you just had an anniversary. Yeah.
I did, 25 years. Yeah. It was a big one.
Now, where'd you go to high school?
Curry? To Curry High School, Archer and Pulaski by Midway.
Did you go into law enforcement right out of high school?
You know what? It took me a couple years. I took the Chicago police test. Had an opportunity to go out to South Chicago Heights.
Okay.
Made detective pretty quick. Then got assigned to a countywide narcotic task force. And passed Chicago. It was a big decision. Not to jump in and start again in Chicago.
Oh, they came back and said, oh, you can come in now, but you said, I'm going to stick with these guys.
I did. You know, my number came up and all my background and stayed with South Heights, and it's been a pretty fun decision.
Yeah, you have an amazing career. You were telling me recently, you know, you still go back. You're still there. You're still with them, right?
I do. I go back for major crimes, homicides, any kind of violent crime. They call me back. Other than that, I'm assigned 5 days a week with the county and work major narcotic cases.
When you say the county, the Cook County Sheriff's Police? Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. It's called a HIDA unit. It's a task force made up of different suburban agencies and the sheriff's police, like kind of like an all-star team. They bring everybody together.
Yeah, and you're working undercover mostly.
We did for quite a few of the years. I worked undercover. Now I'm doing more cartel investigations.
Oh, wow.
Some of the bigger stuff. It's good. As I get older, my undercover days are starting
to good.
Get a little...
You survived anyway.
I did a lot of street buys, did a lot of street level stuff when I started. I looked really young.
Yeah.
So I had a high school ID. I used to work those rave parties.
Oh, no kidding.
Because you had to be 21 or under to get in. So cops had to be 21 and over. So they would make you show your ID
to
prove your age. Yeah. So I had a 17-year-old ID.
And they bought
made
it.
Me 17. Oh, great. We made a ton of arrests. Yeah. So it was a lot of fun.
And dangerous work, I would think.
At times. Yeah. I work with a lot of super good people who protect you all the time.
Oh, that's good. Well, they're here tonight, a lot of them.
Yeah, quite a few. Jeff Lang sat next to me for years and years in narcotics desk
to me. He's been on our show a couple of times. Yeah,
super guy.
Now, tell me the ATF story.
There's a few. There's a funny one that comes to mind. You know, you wanted to come prepared, but ATF was buying a lot of guns from a guy who was selling them to the street gangs.
Guns, okay.
And when they went in to arrest him, he asked, could I just talk to my girl? Could I just tell her goodbye? I'm going away for a long time. So my partner walked her over, and he says, baby, I've been selling guns to the gangs. They're going to lock me up. And I love you. And she looked right at him and said, who's going to pay the cable bill? It's probably one of the funniest stories.
That was the most important thing to her.
He just looked down and said, just take me to jail.
Take me away. Yeah. Who's going to pay the cable bill?
That was
a poignant moment in his life.
It was. We didn't want to laugh too hard because he felt pretty bad
about
it.
You felt bad for him, I'm sure. Yeah. Now, you got that picture you sent me. You got this souped-up car. Is there a story behind that car?
It is. When I was growing up, Starsky and Hutch was a really big TV show.
The red,
It was a 1976 Gran Torino with the red with the white stripe.
Yeah.
And all my life, that's what I wanted to do. So about 6 years ago, I finally found an original.
No kidding.
Restored it. And,
you did? You did that yourself?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not. Took a little bit of work to find, you know, good people to put it back together. A friend of mine helped it. And it's a treasure. We had it for my wedding. We took wedding pictures with it. And
how long have you been married?
Going to go on 6 years.
Oh, good for you. And Julie is here tonight. Your wife, Julie, is here tonight.
She is. She's,
hi, Julie. There she is.
She's been a big part. I just became a member of the Emerald Society on the board.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, I'm a member as well. They got their big thing coming up November 18th.
The turkey
raffle.
Yeah. We'll be there. My wife's actually going to help out a lot.
Oh, good.
I'm excited to be on the board.
Yeah. And tell me some more stories. But you said you just were called back to Chicago Heights. There was a guy who stabbed his whole family or something. What the heck was that?
Yeah, South Chicago Heights. So what happened was this guy, they think he was smoking that spice, that synthetic drugs.
Oh, yeah, that's where they really go nuts.
And when we interviewed...
Bath salts or something like
pretty
that.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
The wife said he just was acting really weird. And he was the brother-in-law. He was a guest. He was staying at the house. And he grabbed hold of a three-year-old girl and started dragging her outside.
Oh, no.
And the mom stopped him and started fighting. And he grabbed a butcher knife. It was dinner time. And he just start stabbing away at the mom.
Oh, boy.
And grabbing on the girl. And a 17-year-old son came running in, started fighting with them.
No kidding. Brave kid.
What a great kid. Yeah. Honor students out there. And he started fighting, and he got stabbed a bunch of times.
Oh, wow.
The mom got stabbed. He grabbed a knife and fatally wounded the bad guy.
Oh, good for him.
Saved the whole family.
Wow.
17 years old.
Holy cow.
Amazing kid.
And so you guys get called to something like that. You come in, and it's like the aftermath,
yeah,
right?
I've seen a lot. We've handled a lot of homicides and shootings, and this was probably one of the most violent, bloody scenes I've
ever
seen.
This was just recently, right?
It was, probably about 8 months ago.
Wow.
Eight months ago. The offender died. The mom and the son recovered. The little girl wasn't hurt at all.
The three-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and you see this stuff, and then you turn on the TV and you see all this anti-cop culture out there. It just ticks you off.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not there every day in the trenches looking at this stuff. It's terrible what's going on.
I remember when I started 25 years ago, there were families while I was in patrol still. And if you had to work a holiday, they would invite you in for
Thanksgiving
dinner.
Or Christmas? Oh, yeah.
They would, even on a regular night, they would see you driving by. Hey, you hungry? Stop in.
No kidding.
Yeah, I miss that.
Oh, sure. They don't do that anymore. No. That's too. Now, where'd you get the name The Legend?
Jeff Lang, one of my old partners here. We just, it kind of picked up and it kind of stuck. And I'm sure he's the one who told you about it.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He said, you are the legend. Now, here's a story I want to hear all about. There's a thing called the Players' Ball, and it's all the pimps have a big party. And they're all over the country now, but I think it originated in Chicago. You were undercover, and you got invited to the Players Ball. Tell me that story.
I did. I was very fortunate enough to be involved in it was probably one of the biggest cases of my career. The ATF took about a year to infiltrate this gang, and then they brought me in as a money launderer out of Florida. And I had a bunch of cars assigned to me, and we really made it look the part.
Yeah.
Julie and I, when we were on vacation, I would take pictures and send them to these guys like if we were, you know, just living the high life. And,
yeah.
It worked out well. I got to meet all the big players and went to their parties, their birthday parties, and land up getting invited to the
Players
Ball.
You didn't bring Julie to the party, did you?
I did not. I had an undercover ATF agent with me.
Oh, okay.
She was great. She infiltrated the whole gang. And
wow.
We went to this. They elect the Pimp of the Year. It's really, you could see it. It's on HBO, had a whole series on it.
Yeah, it's about Bishop Don Juan, I've heard his name. Yeah.
Yep.
Bishop Don Magic Juan.
Got to take pictures with all these guys, and later on, a lot of them got spooked up and arrested. And,
oh, wow.
I guess we did a good job.
Good for you. That's amazing. I hope you saved the pictures.
You know we do.
Oh,
I do. They come out every once in a while.
Oh, do they? Yeah. Parties and stuff. Yeah. Hey, check this out. Did you have a walking stick or any of that crazy stuff?
You know what? Everybody wanted to know who I was. It was really easy. They
Who's
were like,
that
who's
guy?
This guy?
Yeah.
And I made a lot of friends.
Well, were you wearing the long coat and all that crazy?
No. Just a nice suit. And,
a lot of nice cars.
And, you know, that intrigued them more because they were like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
This Irish guy, and, you know, walking in and... everybody was really, you know, all the big shots were good to me, so they all wanted to make sure they got to know me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow. What name did you use?
You know what? I went with Bobby Joyce.
Bobby Joyce?
Yeah.
No relation to Pickle Joyce.
No.
He's an old friend of mine.
Our chief of police is...
you picked an Irish name.
Our chief of police is Bill Joyce, so I took his last name that I would know and stuck with Bobby in case anybody ever runs into
you. Oh, yeah, and you have to turn around and say, what?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was good.
And how much longer do you think you're going to stick with it? How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
48.
Well, you're only 48.
I did.
Wow.
I started a private investigation and security company.
Yeah.
15 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, good for
you. I'm really ramping that up and getting ready for retirement.
What's the name of that?
Strategic Security Solutions.
SSS.
Yeah.
Right?
We do a lot of work with some big law firms, and we have some big private clients. We do some big...
Oh, you were going to tell me a story about your guys are serving papers on some of these all-star athletes. Tell that story.
Yeah, we did. We had an all-star athlete in town, and I knew where he was going to be. They were running commercials, radio commercials, that he was going to be doing a talk show.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Hooli show.
You can't say who it was.
No, I can't say who it was, but... So I sent one of my guys
in. Football? What sport
was it?
Football. Football, okay.
He went in. It was a paternity suit.
Okay.
And so I had one of my investigators stand in line, take a picture with him. And then after he took a picture, he got his autograph.
You got to pay to do that, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I paid my guy to do it. But so he took the photo with him, got his autograph, and then served him
the
papers right at the same time. So he wasn't happy, but that's absolute proof.
You got a photo of it.
He got the photo holding the papers.
Oh,
he got his autograph. He bought a drink at the bar, so he had the dated receipt.
Oh, wow.
So... I kind of made a name for myself with some of the high-profile attorneys.
That's good for business, I would think.
Great.
And now, if somebody wanted to hire you guys, what's the number? Is there a website or something?
Sure. Strategic Security Solutions.
In Chicago? .com.
Yep. We're out of Chicago. Appreciate the pitch.
Absolutely. What is it?
Strategic
Security Solutions. Okay. Now, how many guys do you got working that thing? Are they all ex-coppers?
You know what? I have all, we also do regular security. We have mostly all off-duty or retired police officers.
Right.
And I got guys with just years and years of experience that are recently retired.
Oh, yeah.
So now they translate into the into private industry really well.
Sure. We've had a lot of retired cops on the show. They're terrific. Yeah. Once a cop, always a cop, right? Yeah.
And again, I'm getting close to that age. So
yeah.
Getting close to
You're
that
a long
time,
way so. Off, my friend. You
I
can do another 20 years.
I really still enjoy what I'm doing. fortunate enough to be on a good task force.
And, yeah.
Doing some good work, so pretty excited about it.
What else you got? You have some other notes here you want to tell me about.
I teach.
Oh, do you?
So about 12 years ago, I started teaching for a not-for-profit. It's called NEMERT,
yeah.
Northeast Multi-Regional Training. And for pretty much all the suburban agencies, whenever anybody would get promoted
suburban
to...
Suburban police forces?
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. Whenever they would get promoted to a narcotic unit, detectives, I teach a 40-hour class for undercover informants, officer safety, post-arrest. And then we also teach them another advanced undercover class. So I've been doing that for about 12 years.
It's extremely dangerous work, I would think. And you gotta, you don't want anybody blowing your cover, right? I mean,
we do. And in these classes, the most important thing that we teach is officer safety. We don't...
Yes.
You know, it's not like the movies.
Yeah.
We go incredible lengths to keep our guys safe.
Right.
The undercover's really safe. There's for every undercover that's out, there's maybe 10 or 15 officers in the shadow.
Watching
them and then make sure that if something goes wrong.
So there's no hot dogs out there like lone wolves.
No.
That would be pretty stupid, actually.
Our class is really about just these guys being safe and how to do it right.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times all they see is what they see on TV.
Yeah.
And they could put themselves in really bad situations. Walking years and years, I did street level buys, buying $10, $20 worth of heroin.
On the street.
On the street, yeah. In a corner, in a gangway, in a backyard.
Yeah.
And you got to be smart about it.
Yeah. Now, when you in a situation like that, how do you? I mean, you got to go buy like a dime bag or whatever, and then do you bust the guy right away or do you build up a series?
A series of cases, and
are they photographing you while this is all going on?
Video, photograph.
Okay.
Sometimes we had wires; we were recording the conversation.
Oh yeah.
The bigger you would do, like multiple ounces, thousands of dollars worth, you know, you start recording the conversations and videotaping it, and it leads to a better case in court.
When you are buying drugs, do you start small and try and build up so you can get it for a bigger?
Well, it depends. You know, when we did that big case with ATF, we went right in as big players.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can't jump too many levels. How do you look suspicious?
Exactly.
You're buying $1,000, and now you're in the realm of $100,000 deal.
Wow. You know? Huh. So how many guys work in the South Chicago Heights
about
undercover?
25, 30 patrol officers. I'm the only one detailed out to the narcotics
unit. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been doing that for well over almost 17 years out of my 25 years.
Wow.
And it's beneficial to the department because if we have a problem in town, we could automatically come in with a bunch of resources. Myself and all my partners, we could flood in.
Oh, yeah.
We could do our buys, you know, and wrap up some cases. And then when we seize property and assets from the drug dealers, my town would get a portion of it, too. So,
how big is South Chicago Heights? What's
pretty small, actually.
What's the population?
Under 10,000.
Under 10,000?
It is.
Okay.
Maybe about a couple miles.
Is there that much drug activity there? Or?
There isn't. Again, when I started, you know, it was super quiet. And like anything in the South Suburbs, it's starting to pick up. And if anything, some jurisdictions around it are getting really busy, and that causes problems.
What about these opioids and all that? Have you seen that?
It is.
Infiltrating?
It has become a problem. Fentanyl mixed inside the heroin to make it more potent is a real danger.
And it kills a lot of people, right?
It does. Yeah. And with law enforcement, when we're coming in and, you know, we have cases where we'll be exposed to 5-10 pounds of heroin.
Yeah.
And if it's mixed with fentanyl, it could be a dangerous situation.
A lot
for
of
us.
People would die. Yeah. Now, you know, my impression of most, you know, junkies is that they're idiots and they're not that smart, but I guess they can function somehow. I mean, you can't just go pick them out on the street and go, grab that guy. You know, you got to weave the web to bring him in.
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem. The addiction is terrible. It's a horrible problem, but you can't, you have to fight it at the higher levels. And when people tell me nonviolent drug offenses, you know, out of every 10 pounds of heroin, how many people have overdosed or died?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
In my opinion, violence, gang violence is all over turf.
Yeah.
The majority of the shootings in the inner cities are going to be because of gang turf and not because of you're this and I'm that. It's you're making so much money on this corner. If
right.
I kill you, I could take your corner and make more money. So when people always ask me, well, it's a nonviolent drug offense. You know, what's the backstory? How many people died from here to Mexico or Colombia in between for this drugs, you know?
There's a lot of talk about our state's attorney and guys getting, you know, getting out on I-bond for violent crimes. Anything? Can you say anything about that?
Well, since I'm currently working in the system.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I think if all I could really say is if somebody's locked up, they can't be out on the street committing more crime.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's clear that somebody's arrested and they're out in a few days and they're reoffending, then maybe they shouldn't be let out a third time or a fourth
right.
time.
Yeah.
So I kind of leave it at that.
Okay. It's, you know, it's scary that this stuff goes on. Okay, any final stories you want to tell me? We're going to be wrapping it up here. I think it's so fast. You know, I never thought about writing a book.
You know what? You should.
No, I mean you.
Ah.
What
I'll,
am I going
to do a TV show. How about that?
Okay, yeah.
So maybe somebody's
yeah.
listening now. I did want to say Joe Ahern from the 100 Club.
Oh, Joe's here tonight. Joe's right there, yeah.
Super good friend of mine. I'm a lifetime member of the 100 Club. What an incredible organization.
It is a great organization.
They are.
Joe's been on the show several times. And we also want to give a shout-out to Ricardo Haggerty, who's in the house tonight, our sponsor. And we wouldn't have this show if it weren't for people like him. Well, Bobby, you've been great.
Appreciate it.
Stay safe, my friend, will you?
I will. I will.
And when you come back and tell us a bit, when you get another big bus, come back and tell us all about
you
it.
You got it. I promise.
Okay, pal.
If not, I'll be here Wednesday nights and listening with everybody
Oh, good.
Else.
And we'll see you at the Emerald Society on November 18th, too.
The Turk.
Thanks, pal. God bless you. Stay
Thank
safe.
You.
Thank you.
You
so much. We salute you. Okay. Hey, we're broadcasting from Lizzie McNeil's here on Wednesday night. That was the great Bobby Burns. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Shee and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halston in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Shee name. The founder, Roger Shee Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Shee, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehy's took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Shee will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Shee and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan on Hibernian Radio. What a great guest. And what a brave young man. He's a young man compared to me, and he's a very brave young man working undercover with all these dirtbags. So we salute you, Bobby Burns, and come back and see us again one of these days. Now, you know, Billy, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window at Ken's or Wrong's or Hart's or any of those great saloons, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, holy, who died?" Okay. Teresa Marie Coffey, age 88, a native of Castle Gregory, County Kerry, Ireland. God rest her soul. She's a beloved wife of the late Michael Joseph Coffey and a loving mother of Michael, Thomas, Teresa, Margaret, Eileen, the late Mary Ann, Ann Hunt, and John Coffey. God rest her soul. She was waked at Bob Sheehy's, where all the right people go. Okay, Mary Julia Doyle, Western Springs, beloved wife and best friend of the late John Jack Doyle, loving mother of Sean, Marty, Kathy, Julie Johnson, Julie Neal, and the late Mary Therese. She was a proud graduate of Mercy High School, St. Zab's. She loved her family and friends, her White Sox and the Fighting Irish, and her 5 decades on Little Twin Lakes in Michigan. She was waked at St. Barnabas. God rest her soul, Mary Julia Doyle. John Shanahan, age 92, born in Sologhead, Tipperary, Ireland. Beloved husband of Mary Shanahan for 65 years. Loving father of Kevin and lots of grandkids. He was buried out of St. Christina's Church. God rest her soul, the great John Shanahan.
Now here's one. It's my brother Paul's wife, Kay. Catherine Houlihan. Kay died just last week. Paul and Kay had just moved into Smith Village, and she had diabetes pretty bad. They have two terrific daughters, Kim and Lynn. So Paul, what a great guy. He's my oldest brother. Kay was 85. He called me Thursday night and said Kay died. And I felt so bad. But he put on a great wake and funeral over at Christ the King, where he all grew up. My brother Paul married the girl across the street. She was gorgeous. Kay Finn. So it was great to see all the family, even though it was under sad circumstances. But we were all there at Christ the King Church, where we all grew up. So, Paul, hang in there, buddy. I talked to him today. He sounds like he's doing fine. God rest her lovely soul, Kay Finn. Hey, there's fans here. Joe Gardner, beloved husband of Margaret, loving father of John, Marie, Eileen, Lisa, Colleen, and Alderman James Gardner, and the late Joey. He was a native of Liston Varna, County Clare, Ireland. Retired member of 65 years with the Iron Workers Local Number 1. God rest his soul, Joe Gardner. Gino Cooney did the services for him. That's a big story. God rest his soul. And now, I know he's not Irish, but he's been on the show. He'll probably be on again soon. Our friend Pete Fasano from Fasano Pies. His dad, Joe Pies Fasano, the original pie man, passed away October 23rd. He was the loving father of Joseph III, Helen Fasano, Mike Fasano, Anthony, James, Peter, our buddy, and Gina. And our heart goes out to Pete and his entire family. His dad was quite a legend. He's the pie guy, the pie man, Joe Fasano. And you'll be hearing Pete soon, right before Thanksgiving, talking about his pies. Great family, great people. God rest his soul, Joseph Pies Fasano Jr. I think we can close up the crypt here, Billy. Also, thanks to all the people who came out to my sister-in-law Kay's wake and funeral. Now, the big deal, and I think Bobby Burns mentioned it, is coming up. The Emerald Society is having their annual turkey raffle on November 18th. As most of all our members know, the turkey raffle we hold each year totally supports the scholarship program that the Emerald Society awards. They're going to award four $250 scholarships under new guidelines, blah, blah, blah. You must be a member in good standing. The eligible children, well, we don't get into that, but only one winner per household for the turkey raffle. And that's at FOP Hall on Monday, November 18th. They'll be raffling off 10 jewel cards to purchase your Thanksgiving turkey with that evening, along with three cash prizes. Ooh, I'm going to buy some of those tickets. Well, hope to see you there over at FOP Lodge. It's on Washington Boulevard. Most of you guys listening are probably members. I hope so. So we'll see you at the turkey raffle, and you'll be hearing more about it as we go through the coming weeks. Also, hey, drop by and see our friends Mike Courtney and his wife Dawn at the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub, 6462 South Central Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. It's one of the best Irish pubs in the Midway area, and Mike and Dawn will take good care of yous. If you're headed over to Western Avenue tonight or any time this weekend, stop in and say hello to our friends Mary and Bernard at Barney Callahan's Irish Pub, 10618 Southwestern. It's the perfect Southside Irish bar, and there's always something going on there, and tell them Hooley sent you. And the Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all facets of the Irish community, check out the Irish American News. See you, Joe. Joe Ahern. God bless you, Joe. To advertise or subscribe, call Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Actually, Billy, Cliff is going to start running the links to our podcasts on the Irish American News website. So that's pretty cool. We thank him for that. And by the way, all you first responders out there, if you're looking for a car, our friend Ricardo Haggerty is here tonight. And if you go to Haggerty's, go see Dick or Bill Haggerty. Tell him Hooley sent you. Tell him you want the first responder deal on a new or used car. They are the best. They'll take good care of you. But you got to tell them. Tell them Hooley sent you. And ask him you want that first responder deal. And Dick will take good care of you. We were just in Ireland with Dick and Bill and had a blast. These are good people. Okay, we're going to take a little break here on the show, Billy. I'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Caroline Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
History going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian Radio Show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you gotta check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
Send a prayer out there into the universe and wait for an answer, my friend. Maybe you will hear from me, an echo in the wind, and a song that has no end. With a head full of books he'd forgotten, but memories from days in the war, crowded out by the tales of talk. Why can't all things be just like before? The world through the eyes of my father, repeating mistakes that he made, refusing to lose the illusion that one day he would lead the parade. Send a prayer out there into the universe and wait for an answer, my friend. Maybe today, with a wire and a compass and pen, uncovering a secret so long lost away that will never be spoken again. Inventor of stories from deep in the heart that can only come out in a dream. We can carve out a place of reverse into space. In the next world we'll know what they mean. To the graveyard with regrets and our baggage in tow. From the cliffs of the Adirondack Mountains, you can see the sweet memories below. There was nothing here left but a portrait.
Send a prayer.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero, and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
And we're back on Hibernian Radio. Your old pal, Mike Houlihan. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, don't forget to tune in to the Hooley's Hooley immediately following this show on WSBC every Saturday night. They're on from 8 to 9. Yours truly from 7 to 8. So glad you're listening. We get a lot of action for the podcast. That's at hibernianradio.org. Just so much fun doing this show. I'm getting to know all these great Irish first responders, police, firefighters, and paramedics. But one of the my favorite parts of the show, of course, is when we take a little trip to a little place out on the south side that I like to call Hooley Town.
Deep in the south side of Chicago.
Get me out of here.
So deep. All the way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks. Where they only spoke Yaki Dak.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bouncer and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Huh? Can I get you two?
This yeah. is almost 70 years we're talking.
70
when
years?
The what? Teeth,
oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
Right. And wormed around his frontal lobes and took him to a state of mind.
Mind.
Hidden place on the other side of bunkers.
Welcome.
A crazy, silly, screwy.
Have a seat.
Known as Hooley Town.
Hooley Town.
Welcome to Hooley Town. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hooley Town.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Welcome to Hooley Town. It's my favorite place, and I know Alice Lang is also a big, big fan of Hooley Town, along with an old friend of ours, the name of Bailey the Beagle, who loves Hooley Town. Hi, Bailey. Anyway, Alice, this is for you because we love doing Hooley Town. It's not easy. Hey, don't kid yourselves, folks. I make it sound easy, but it's not easy. We do an awful lot of research on this show. And, Billy, if you would please give me a hand with this door. Push it. Okay. Shia LaBeouf reveals he was diagnosed with PTSD due to his Disney stardom. I just thought it was an alcoholic.
60-year-old Peter Cook confirms his engagement to 21-year-old college student Elba Jenkow. I love her. Yeah, I wonder why.
Who cares?
Shay Mitchell defends going to Drake's birthday party after giving birth to her daughter. People are really upset.
Who cares?
No idea who Shay Mitchell is. Khloe Kardashian is noticeably absent from Bruce Caitlyn Jenner's 70th birthday celebration.
Who cares?
Ben Affleck's friends are concerned amid his recent relapse.
Who cares?
Chelsea Clinton shades Jay-Z over his reaction to Beyonce's post-baby weight loss.
Who cares?
And finally, the Cougar has hooked another 24-year-old backup dancer. Man-hungry Madonna gets her claws into a new cub.
Who cares?
Okay, close that up. Oh, man, that Madonna. She's so scary. She's man-hungry. Man-hungry. Oh, Billy, thank you. I almost forgot about getting that latch at the top there. Okay. Now, here we are right in the heat of it. The heat of Hooleytown. Got a couple of stories to tell you, folks. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and the receptionist of a posh hotel was just dozing off when a little old lady came running towards her screaming. "Please come quickly," she yelled. "I just saw a naked man outside my window." The receptionist immediately rushed up to the old lady's room. "Where is he?" "He's over there," replied the little old lady, pointing to an apartment building opposite the hotel. The receptionist looked over, and she could see a man with no shirt on. He was moving around his apartment. "It's probably a man who's getting ready to go to bed," she said reassuringly. And how do you know he's naked? You can't really tell from the way, you can't even see him from the waist up. You can only see him from the waist up. And the little lady says, "The dresser, honey. Stand on the dresser." Okay. Now, this couple had a dog. This is for Jeff Lang, this joke. Okay. This couple had a dog that snored. Annoyed because she can't sleep, his wife goes to the vet to see if he could help. The vet tells the wife, tells the woman to tie a ribbon around the dog's testicles and he will stop snoring. "Yeah, right," she says and walks away. The wife tosses and turns, unable to sleep that night, muttering to herself. She goes to the closet and grabs a piece of red ribbon and ties it carefully around the dog's testicles. Sure enough, the dog stops snoring. The woman is amazed and falls asleep happy. Later that night, her husband returns home drunk from being out drinking with his buddies. He climbs into bed, falls asleep, and immediately begins snoring loudly. Awakened, the woman decides maybe the ribbon might work on him too. She goes to the closet, again grabs a piece of blue ribbon, ties it around her husband's testicles. Amazingly, it also works on him. The woman falls asleep and sleeps soundly. Husband, meanwhile, awakens from his drunken stupor and stumbles into the bathroom. As he stands in front of a toilet, he glances in the mirror and he sees a blue ribbon attached to his privates. He's amazed and confused. As he walks back into the bedroom, he sees the red ribbon attached to the dog's testicles. He shakes his head, looks at the dog, and whispers, "Buddy, I don't know where we were or what we did last night, but we took first and second place." Well, that's pretty good. That's for Jeff Lang and his dog, Bailey. Although Bailey doesn't have testicles. Okay. Now, this is a good one. A teacher asks her class, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" Of course, little Johnny, it's always him, says, "I want to be a billionaire. Go to the most expensive clubs. Take the hottest hoes with me. Give her a Ferrari. An apartment in Hawaii, a mansion in Paris, and jet travel through Europe, an infinite Visa card, and have sex with her 3 times a day." The teacher is a little shocked, and not wanting to keep this bad behavior going, she decides to just call on the next pupil. What about you, Susie? What do you want to be when you grow up? And Susie says, "I want to be Johnny's hoe." Okay, that was for all the CPS students. On strike. Okay. All right. I got one more. Do we have time for one more, Billy? Okay.
Now, this one has been, I've been trying to tell it for 3 weeks, but we've run out of time. A couple made a deal that whoever died first would come back and inform the other if there is sex after death. The biggest fear that was that there was no afterlife at all. After a long life together, Frank was the first to die. True to his word, he made his first contact. Chris, can you hear me? She was in the kitchen. Is that you, Frank? Yes. I've come back like we agreed. Oh, that's wonderful. What's it like? Well, I get up in the morning. I have sex. I have breakfast. And it's off to the golf course. I have sex again. I bathe in the warm sun and then have sex a couple more times. Then I have lunch. And Chris, you'd be proud. Lots of greens. Another wrap around the golf course, then pretty much sex the rest of the afternoon. After supper, it's back to the golf course again. Then it's more sex until late at night. I catch so much needed sleep, and then the next day it starts all over again. Oh, Frank, she says, are you in heaven? No, I'm a rabbit somewhere in Arizona. Okay, this is the kind of material we bring you in Hooletown. You don't get this anyplace else. Okay, we got a very special guest next week. We have Sean O'Dowd from the Intruder of Hibernians. He's going to tell us all about everything. So stick around. Thanks so much for having us. A lot of great people coming up, and we will see you later. Bye. Thanks, everybody. God bless.
Well, I look down the road, and I wonder. Up my shoes and I started walking.